vulnerable has no price. Visit heartlandemergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Three people killed, one wounded when a man opened fire at the Athens, Georgia Community Theater Saturday. Suspect identified as George Zinkin, a marketing professor at the University of Georgia. Spokesman Pete Cohenkamp says Zinkin was well thought of by students and faculty.
He has an excellent reputation on campus, a terrific background. He has won awards for outstanding contribution to research.
New York City health officials say eight students at a Queens private school testing positive for influenza A, possibly swine flu. Samples have been sent to the CDC for confirmation. Also, officials in Kansas now confirming two cases of swine flu. Virus had also been verified earlier. In both Texas and California, no one in the U.S. has died from swine flu in this outbreak. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Building the nuclear power industry, the focus of Republicans Saturday in their weekly radio address. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander.
We say find more American energy and use less. Energy that's as clean as possible, as reliable as possible, and at as low a cost as possible. And one place to start is with 100 more nuclear power plants.
In his weekly radio address, the president looked at several key areas.
As we do everything that we can to create jobs and get our economy moving, we're also building a new foundation for lasting prosperity. A foundation that invests in quality education, lowers health care costs, and develops new sources of energy powered by new jobs and industries.
Saturday morning, Obama also says the American people are having to make very tough choices these days because of the economy. But he adds, Uncle Sam is doing much the same. For the latest news analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-879-5819. 800-879-5819.
The actress who starred in Maude and later Golden Girls has died. Bea Arthur was 86. South Carolina couple at the center of the probe into what sparked the wildfires in that state. Even so, Governor Mark Sanford says despite the finding, there are bigger things to be concerned about right now.
It just misses the point to worry about placing blame on who started the fire versus who didn't. There'll be plenty of time for that. We don't think that that should be the area of focus right now.
A woman says she called 911 after realizing a trash fire near her home was out of control. She claims the fire department arrived to handle it and douse the flames, but the blaze reignited this week behind her home and quickly tore through the area. Her husband has been cited for starting the fire without a permit and letting it get out of control. Well, before the New York Mets took on the Washington Nationals Saturday at Citi Field in Flushing, Mackenzie Brown was there to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. And trust us on this one, This young lady knows how to throw a baseball. The 12-year-old hurled a perfect game this week in Little League action. In that six-inning game, 18 batters, by the way, all of them boys, came to the plate. Not one of those guys reached base. McKenzie even struck out 12. I'm Jason Walker. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Dave.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is the 26th day of April 2009 on this Sunday. It is 6 minutes past the hour Central Standard Time, 4:06 Central Standard Time. Will be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to open the phones up. But at the beginning of the radio show, I only want to have people from Mexico City or other states in Mexico. I did a special two-hour show last night only for Infowars.com internet stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And we got, five calls from Mexico, a call from the suburb of San Antonio, a guy right next door to the school, where they're closing the school tomorrow because they have two cases of the bird, swine, human flu. They're calling it swine flu. It's bird, swine, human flu. We got calls from Canada where they've had outbreaks. I've gotten emails from Spain, Israel, where they've had outbreaks. There's just outbreaks all over the world of this. And so I'm going to give out the toll-free number. Now, I know some people from Mexico can't call a toll-free number, so you'll need to call a toll number. But we'll get to you very, very quickly. It's 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Or you can call 512-836-0590, 512-836-0590. But I would ask everybody else to hold, to not call in yet, like I did last night, unless you have family in Mexico. We got some of those calls with eyewitness reports. I did confirm that Aztec TV, that's the big national channel, was saying, had Felipe Calderon on it saying, don't worry, we've got a vaccine for this flu. That's impossible unless the government released it. I mean, you can't just days after they identify what it is, then already have a vaccine for it. And you've got Baxter tied in with mixing bird flu with regular vaccines, according to the London Telegraph that we broke just a month or so ago here in the U.S., then it was covered by Bloomberg, AP, and others, with the headlines admitting that it could have caused a worldwide pandemic, that 18 different factories in Europe, U.S.-based Baxter, ordered them to mix live bird flu in with the regular vaccines, the perfect way to create a mutagen or to mutate it. Exactly what supposedly has naturally happened, bird flu from Asia, human flu from Europe, a particularly deadly strain, and swine flu or porcine pig flu from North America have magically mixed somewhere in Mexico and has now jumped species back into humans and appears to be airborne because it's got rapid person-to-person transmission with people who haven't been around pigs, haven't been around birds, haven't been kissing anybody that had it, haven't been holding hands with anybody that had it. So I want to state this on the record. I believe the mainstream media and the governments of Mexico, the United States, the global government, the United Nations, are hyping this to grandstand as saviors. In Mexico, on the verge of revolution and collapse in their own admissions, will use this crisis to unify support of the people under the ongoing corruption and police state. So the government composes a savior. Now, before I was thinking this last night on the air when I did that 2.5 hour plus emergency transmission, internet only. Just the power of the internet was amazing. We had about 9,000 on the free streams and a few thousand watching PrisonPlanet.tv that are members there. And that tuned in with no announcement. And we had calls again from, I think, 5 calls from Mexico, several from Mexico City. Just amazing. Well, now we're on AM and FM stations. You know, places like Southern California, Austin, Texas, Chicago, Miami, Tennessee, not just WBCR in Knoxville, but got another one in, I got to get a proper list of all these. The point is, there's a lot of affiliates. So there's over 30 picking up the Sunday show now, over 70 the weekday show. So we have people everywhere who have these contacts. So I want to hear from you at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or if you're in Mexico and that toll-free number won't work, I know it works for some people in Mexico, but with some plans it doesn't, 512-836-0590. Again, that's 512-836-0590. Okay. Let me break down the issues here. Just like right before 9/11, I saw preparatory brainwashing on television, the radio, and in print, saying Al-Qaeda is going to attack us. I mean, the average American didn't even know what Al-Qaeda was then. Maybe 1 in 100 did. They introduced the enemy. They said, they're about to get you. When they do, we're going to take all your rights. And I saw the feds and the army putting out white papers about how they'd already set up Homeland Security. This is before 9/11. It wasn't set up in 2002, folks. We have those documents. In fact, we have some of them tonight we're going to go over. And I saw them getting ready to stage an attack. That's how I went on air and said, okay, they're going to stage an attack saying Al-Qaeda, known CIA front, did it. They'll probably attack the World Trade Center again since the feds had done that in 93 on record. Even the New York Times admitted the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. They didn't want to go forward with it. They told them, go ahead, it's just a drill. And they tried to blow up the building, but the drivers didn't park it up against the main column. So I said, hey, I think they're going to try to blow up the World Trade Centers. And I said, call the White House, tell them don't do it. Well, in the last 2 months, I never talk about bird flu. I say it's hype, it's baloney, it's fear-mongering. If it ever is released and really causes a lot of death, it's been engineered. A lot of major reports have looked at some of the bird flu strains and said they are engineered. They're designer viruses. And then suddenly it comes out a few months ago that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out factor 8 with HIV and hepatitis in it to over 1 million people worldwide. They did it with a company, Baxter, based in the U.S. Then Baxter's caught lying to its subsidiary factories from Poland to Germany to the Czech Republic. This is mainstream news, Toronto Star, Reuters, you name it. Just Google it. We got stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that detail this, and I'm going to go through the latest info with what's happening now. And they mix the most powerful version of human bird flu, i.e. bird flu that can kill humans, 90% kill rate on those that have gotten all over the world. But it hadn't gone airborne yet. Very hard to contract. But if you get it, 9 times out of 10, you're dead. And suddenly, they mail it out from the U.S. to 18 factories and tell them and list it as regular human flu strain of the year, and they say mix it with this wide spectrum of flu viruses for Europeans to have it injected into them. And over there, they've had the laws open where these are actually cultured on dead babies. They'll call it fetal tissue, but it's cultured in dead babies just to add a macabre twist and the, I guess, royal flush to the nightmare nature of it. That's going on there. So they're breeding up in these big vats with the sawed-up, minced baby, They've got all this, that's how dignified we think human life is, these eugenicists that run things. You know, you may not care about those babies, well, the globalists don't care about you either. And so they mix the live bird flu with it. And then some of the firms, subsidiaries, like to test it on ferrets and guinea pigs, because if they test the flu virus vaccine on it and it gets sick, that means they didn't radiate the batches correctly. So that it just gives you immunity and doesn't actually make you sick. Well, not only did the ferrets get sick, all of them died. And they went, whoa. So that one firm in the Czech Republic tested it. Top scientists went in the newspaper and said, this is a setup. Baxter had to have been trying to mix this to cover up a release. And then turns out Baxter is developing separately a bird flu vaccine. They now have a swine flu vaccine. They're in the news on that today in the Chicago Tribune. And the issue is, this is very serious. Even if it is an accident, you know, accidentally 18 locations, 18 different factories, you mail out bird flu to be mixed with regular flu, and the scientist on record all over the newspaper said, this is the perfect way to have it mutate in the vats, in the fetal tissue. Sometimes they use eggs too, or monkey tissue. And then if you inject it in a human, it'll mutate again and go airborne. Now, I'll give you the latest on this bird, swine, human flu that's out. When we get back, stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, we got Santiago in Mexico City. He says lots of sick people are going to go to him first. Steve in Tempe, Mexico. We'll give us a report on what's happening. Chris in Tampa, Florida. Ken in Shirts, Texas, where they've got five schools shut down for the next few days. So we'll be going over that as well. Again, a lot of data I have here in front of me. I want to go to your phone calls, but here's some basic facts I want to lay out. We have eugenicists that control the major governments of the world, the UN Biological Diversity Assessments, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles. They all write books saying they want 80% of us to die and they want to come back as deadly viruses to kill us in the next life, and, you know, all these weird statements and State Department Memorandum 200. Listen, folks, I'm giving you documents saying that, you know, they'll give the third world nations money if they'll carry out the sterilization and reduction of their population of at least 50%. So when we see things like this, and Australia and England are announcing they want one-child policies, and you can just Google this. England wants to cut its population in half from 66 million to 33 million. That's a BBC headline. They say it's good. Australia wants to cut it from 20-something million to half. Those are the headlines this week. So remember, as the government poses as the savior, every time there's one of these outbreaks and things like this happening, we have to remember what they really stand for. Now, that said, I think this is hyped way out of proportion. But we have to take it seriously because the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents that were released a few years ago when Judicial Watch sued to get them, the big North American Union meeting, had them stating, the leaders of North America, Mexico, U.S., and Canada, that they would use outbreaks and things to bring in the North American Union, that out of crises, economic, biological, terrorist, that out of any of those three things, economics, terrorist attacks, or normal biological releases, they could claim it's, you know, a naturally occurring event and they could be releasing it, but that out of that they would bring in the North American Union. Now let's talk facts, then I'm going to Santiago in Mexico City, who I appreciate holding. Because this is the most important thing. There are at least 15,000 deaths a year in the United States of flu because of the sanitation not being as good. And some other factors, they have around 20,000 on average in Mexico. There's only 100 million people down there. So a country of 300 million people, we have 15,000 deaths on average. Sometimes it's lower, sometimes it's higher. Sometimes it's above 30,000. Back in 1918, close to 1 million Americans died. 40 million plus died worldwide. You can pull up Encyclopedia Britannica to see those numbers. And that was a swine flu as well. And that broke out on a U.S. military base, just like the 1976 swine flu, and that was clearly a biological program. Then they tried to vaccinate the whole population of the U.S. Thousands of people died, ladies and gentlemen. Many of them diagnosed with Guillain-Barré's diseases on record, causing an autoimmune disease that killed them. So, what am I saying here? We don't know what's happening right now. All we know is that somebody is lying. We have governments that use stage crises to get more power and control. They could have released this flu. It could be super deadly, like some are saying. It could just be a regular flu. They're overhyping. Because if you've got more than 15,000 people a year dying in Mexico from the flu, mainly in Mexico City, 30-something million people, half of them almost homeless, open sewers, suburbs that stretch for hundreds of miles around the megacity, biggest city in the world. So why are they hyping 80 deaths? It was 68 yesterday, 80 today. The BBC, though, has doctors and others posting in their stories. And the BBC is talking to doctors saying, no, it's actually hundreds and hundreds and hundreds dead, but the government's covering it up not to create panic. Then what happens last night? I open the phones up to Mexico City. They call in and they say, look, I was at the hospital for my wife to have a baby, and there's people vomiting everywhere and passed out in the bathrooms and on the floor. I got calls from states in northern Mexico with people, you know, falling down, collapsing, vomiting everywhere, and some of the northern states locking down from the southern states in Mexico. Now, you've got World Health Organization, a bunch of eugenicists, openly calling for world population reduction at the UN, say swine flu could trigger global pandemic. Now they're saying it basically is about to be one. Administration declares flu emergency. The White House has announced it. They've confirmed 20-plus cases in the United States and growing. Now, we're going to Santiago right now. I just want to make it clear first. Somebody is lying, because the reports we get from Mexico and what's coming out in local newspapers is that people are vomiting and sick all over Mexico, from southern Mexico right up to northern Mexico, right up to the Texas border. San Antonio's got cases. A town north of San Antonio by New Braunfels has got cases. They've confirmed they're shutting down multiple Texas schools. That's going on, but nobody has died, though some people are at hospitals in South Texas like San Antonio. You can just Google that, San Antonio hospitals, have patients quarantined. People are quarantined in some of their homes. They've had family members that have gotten it. And it's over 20 cases in California and Texas right now. And now it's in Italy. It's in Spain. It's in Israel. It's in Canada. It's all over the place. The latest news is posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And so somebody is lying here. Because either it is just 80 people dead, and that really is terrible for them, but that's not unusual for a big flu outbreak. Just because this is a bird, swine, human flu, and it kills some people, well, if you got tens of thousands that get sick, some are going to die, especially elderly. What's scary is, just like the Spanish flu outbreak in 1918 that killed over 40 million, it's hitting young, healthy people. And that's what the 76 one did, too. And then the government came out with a vaccine that killed a bunch of people. So let's go to Santiago. Santiago from Mexico City says lots of sick people. Santiago, thank you for calling in. Let us know exactly what's happening.
Sí, hola, ¿cómo estás? I am calling right now from Valle de Bravo, which is approximately 100 miles outside the La Federal. I'm very, very fortunate. I speak fluent English. My family evacuated to Valle de Bravo yesterday. The symptoms that we have seen firsthand are basically, it comes down as a common flu type in the initial onset, but then the problem occurs where you have blood and a very bad type of mucus. And, you know, I'm presently, you know, I took the antibiotics, and we're very fortunate enough to have, you know, we have the money to take care of ourselves as far as my family goes, and I feel very much obligated to call and let you know and your listeners that this had been going on for 2 weeks approximately, leading up to this last week.
That's right. The Mexican government now says March 18th. They were already aware of it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm an IT professional in the Jefe, and basically it was a common cold initially, and then it escalated day by day. And then some other natural things like colloidal silver and echinacea, all that stuff. But
so you got it. You're saying you got sick.
Oh, yeah, I mean, personally. But, I mean, I was not to the point where I felt like I had to be, you know. We're very, very protective, my family, and so we went with our personal doctors.
Yeah, well, the really bad flu, as you know, that killed 40-plus million people in 1918, and stay there, Santiago. I want to come right back to you. It was respiratory.
That's what this is. It's all in the lungs. So if I sound congested,
all right, stay there, sir. Can you hold for 3 minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to Santiago, right outside Mexico City when we get back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
On the way out of here, say that jumper to the
knee. Look, bottom line, we got psychopathic eugenicists, New World Order control freaks that think we're a cancer on the precious earth. We've got to have our numbers reduced. And we know they've developed weaponized flus. They've released them in the past. They've tested chemical biologicals on every major population of the planet. And so when something like this happens, we have to look at it very, very closely. But on its face, if they're telling the truth that it's only 80 deaths in Mexico of thousands and thousands and thousands that have this flu, you know, they're saying it's only a couple thousand people that have it. That's ridiculous. I mean, they're saying people are sick all over Mexico and only 80 deaths. Well, then it's bad if you're that 80, you know, those 80 people. But overall, flu always kills people. Then why is the media hyping it? Why all the fear? Why is the White House declaring a health emergency? Why is all this going on? Why am I getting calls from Mexico? There are people vomiting and sick all over. Okay, going back to Santiago, right outside Mexico City, he got it a few weeks ago, but got better. Specifically, Santiago, from what you're seeing around you, is the media covering this up, or is the media telling the truth? What's really going on from your vantage point, sir?
Absolutely, there's a complete media washout. For example, myself and my family went to Valle de Bravo, evacuated yesterday. The IT company that I work for, I cannot mention, but they will not be in, we will not be at work tomorrow. There's been a mandatory 1 week, stay as far as we're not going to be going to inside our offices. The office was sick approximately 10 days ago. We were given the proper medication, I guess forms of penicillin in the States, or amoxicillin. But it's a state of, right now, of complete disarray, and there's a very, foreboding panic in the streets. That's what we left, my family. Now Valle de Bravo is about, I'd say 100 miles, or about 150 kilometers outside of, the Jefe. And it's a state of, almost, there's a lot of bodyguards protecting the families that evacuated, that are fortunate enough not to be in the city. The city right now is going through chaos because everybody is sick. Now the question is, like, the degree and severity of the sickness. There's different symptoms, which I was getting at. Like, for example, it is respiratory, and there's blood mixed with very dark forms of mucus, and I'm sorry to be so upfront with your listeners.
No, that's important. But I'm getting calls from Mexico saying that it's just people all over the place vomiting. Are you witnessing any of that?
That was witnessed, unfortunately, by myself. It's going on.
Okay, well, then it seems that the media isn't overplaying this. It is a concern. But at the same time, then if it's so widespread and just a flu that makes people sick, then 80 deaths out of hundreds of thousands that are probably really sick is not that big of a deal, unless they're lying and more people than 80 have died, as some doctors are telling the BBC and others out of Mexico City. Are you hearing from anybody that they're covering up the number of deaths?
That would have to be the case. I mean, based upon what I've heard, right now I am not in the city, because the city became something like something that you would see out of a Hollywood movie. So, right now things are as far as, you know, breaking down a culture and a people and whatever you call to be civilized humanity, that's exactly what's happened in that city, and that's why we have evacuated. And
do you think, Santiago, calling from outside Mexico City, do you think this strengthens the government that was on the verge of collapsing, or does this weaken the government?
Well, this absolutely gives them the power to do as they like. As I'm sure you're aware of, the people of Mexico are extremely oppressed, and this is something right now that could escalate further. People are very, very sick right now. I mean, and it's not just 3,000, or it's millions.
And they've passed emergency powers to forcibly quarantine, forcibly medicate, and to lock down cities. Incidentally, the new powers were declared as well in the United States this morning, but with little fanfare. But the health emergency clauses and executive orders that have already been signed in decades past have now been implemented and are now in force for martial law. If you read the executive orders, that is basically what this states. Now, will they exercise it? The White House is saying this is just a formality, but it will take several weeks for this flu to run its course, and I guess we're going to find out.
That's what I was calling, mainly because I wanted to let you know, as somebody who looks at the calendar every single day, this started about at least 10, 11 days ago, and these symptoms were like a regular flu in the office, and everybody that came down with this fortunately was able to get the proper treatment, but then it became a very spooky scenario, and it's very, very rough right now.
You know, the head of the museum that Obama first visited this week, when he shook hands with the curator, he died of this flu, the AP is reporting. Do you know anybody that's died?
Me personally?
Yes.
I do not know. I cannot.
That is good news. Because, I mean, well, I would imagine if you say everybody or, you know, when you say everybody's sick, I mean, you're saying 80%, 90%?
Oh, no. I'd say probably 7 out of 10 people you speak to have had the regular flu. That's why it's so deceiving. The actual culture, I mean, there's so many strata of culture in Mexico City, and there are many people that do not have access because they don't have the net out to purchase and get access to proper treatment.
No, I got it. Because people are poor, the flu really spreads bad down there.
Very, very true. So, I mean, I personally do not know people because of my fortunate circle of those that I mingle with, and that's why I felt obligated to call you, because there is something very severe happening, and this started about 10, 11 days ago. And so,
okay, so in closing, Santiago, and we appreciate your call. We got more calls from Mexico. Specifically, though, what is your overall feeling just a few days into this really becoming a worldwide, you know, number one story, people panicking all over the world, buying mask up off the shelves, buying Tamiflu off the shelves that Rumsfeld and Bush and Obama own the stock in? That's in the news today. I mean, what's your gut feeling on what's really happening? Is this media hype, or are they actually covering up how severe it is?
It's muy, muy serio. It's very, very serious, because I'm telling you that in the capital, it's complete chaos, and you know that's why we left. And you know, by the Bravo right now is under complete lockdown, and you know there's bodyguards and there's people, you know, they're preparing for the worst. This could escalate to something that you could never imagine, and that's why
okay.
I've all been felt obligated to let your listeners know around El Mundo.
Okay, well, thank you, Santiago. Last question. We're going to more calls in Mexico.
Si.
Specifically, I've seen the president, and I've confirmed he's on TV talking about he's going to get a vaccine for everybody. There's no way they could already have a vaccine unless they had been involved in this flu. And then when you look at the chances of 1 out of 99, or you know, I mean, the numbers are even higher, but I've been reading what doctors have been saying, to have a mutagen that's part animal, part human, the swine human. Now they're saying it's bird flu, swine flu, and human flu from Europe, Asia, and North America. This has all the telltale signs, and I'm seeing doctors on record saying this, of a designer virus. And then I started my show last night, and people were calling in from Mexico thinking what I was already thinking but not saying, that people in Mexico are just spontaneously saying the government is doing this or hyping this to, again, pose as the savior, use this as an excuse to kind of just blast society down so all they've got is the state to cling to. What are other people saying around you? Are they thinking the government is involved in this?
It's a very hard position you put me in to answer, because I work with professionals that they don't necessarily believe the same thoughts that you believe and your listeners believe. However, they are very, very upset because they realize the severity of this sickness could end up being disastrous for our people. And so, me personally, I'm very, very upset. I do not feel this is natural. I do not feel this is something out of, I feel this is something that is very serious, and that's why I've heard about the things you talk about. I've seen a couple of your things on the Internet. And I felt obligated to call you because it almost sounds like one of your films. We're very upset, and people are dying in masses, and millions are sick.
Wow. Okay. So thank you, Santiago, for that report. Steve in Tepic, Mexico, you are on as soon as we come back. Everybody else, stay with us. We'll be back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is... Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. War machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh, Lord, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the New World Order. All right, let me give you an actual document. Would you like to hear it? September 20th, 2001, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by the vice president, before he was vice president, Dick Cheney, called for the use of race-specific bioweapons on third world populations. And even the Austin American Statesman wrote a rebuke saying, what are you, Adolf Hitler, basically? Okay, folks, it's time to grow up and realize what we're dealing with. Now, look, I believe this is just fear-mongering. It is a bad flu, gets you very sick. Any bad flu is going to kill a certain amount of people. I mean, I got the flu one time. I was sick for a week and lost like 20 pounds when I was a teenager. and literally was hallucinating 4 or 5 days into it. And they had, I had to go to the doctor and get shot up with some stuff so I quit throwing up. You get dehydrated, that's what kills you. I guess they shot me up with Phenagrin, I think they called it. And that ended the nausea right there, and I could finally eat. But I was weak for weeks after. But this is clearly, I'm 95% there that it's manufactured. By the way, is Dr. D going to be on next hour in a little bit? Okay. Yeah, let's have him on at the last 20 minutes or so real fast to pop in. He's a medical doctor. I got a bunch of medical doctors lined up for the weekday show coming up who've been talking about this. Now, my earlier issue was I've been covering bird flu. Paul, Jaron, have I not been lately saying I feel bird flu's in the cards? I mean, it's not like I'm psychic here. I study the enemy. I study their propaganda. I've seen them hyping bird flu. Baxter was mixing it in with the regular vaccines. You can't make stuff up like this. And then suddenly all these people are dying in Europe of bird flu, taking the vaccines, and the media kind of just sweeps it under the rug. And I said, I feel a tremor in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. So something is going on. And I'm right here in Texas. I mean, they're shutting down schools here and there. There's cases more and more popping up in Texas. This is only just beginning, whether it's a deadly flu or a moderate flu or a no-big-deal flu. But, you know, here they say it's no big deal and it isn't going to kill you. But in Mexico, they're saying it's killed 80-something people, and that's the conservative number, and doctors are saying it's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and every caller I get says it's really bad, and everybody they know, or 70%, are sick. Let's go to Steve in... How do I pronounce that? Topeka, Mexico. Steve, you are on the air, sir. Tell us what's going on.
How's it going, Alex? This is Steve. I called you last night concerning the Azteca news.
Yes, that's right. You're married to a Mexican lady living down in Mexico, and you're telling me that, and I did confirm that he's on TV, the president, saying, don't worry, we've got a vaccine for you. What's the latest info?
Correct. That aired last night at 7 p.m., and that was on Millennial and Azteca News. But I'm just going to translate a little bit of what the speech was into English. On the first part of the speech, it was, I have to tell you this is a serious moment to the national level. I have to mention it, too, that this is about an epidemic, not because of the number of cases, which are in a controllable ranks. It's because the virus has not been present in the world before. And then he follows up by saying, the good news is this virus is curable and treatable, and we have the medicine enough to attend to it here in Mexico. So that's what it...
Well, that's total fear-mongering. I mean, they always act like they're trying to assuage fears, but they're actually hyping it. Every new virus is a new virus. I mean, there's literally scientists say millions of new flu viruses a year. They identify tens of thousands, but they can't go out and find them all. They guess there's millions. I mean, you've got thousands of different bacteria in your mouth alone and viruses. I mean, so he's saying, oh, my gosh, it's deadly because it's so new. But go ahead, sir.
An hour and a half after I got off air with you yesterday, they rebroadcasted it on the news, but they also cut out the part of his speech where he said this was good news and they do have a vaccine for it. That was cut out, and it skipped straight to the point on what the Mexican citizens should be doing down here about washing their hands and no kissing, just the typical things to stay away from the people. So,
well, yeah, folks, the reason this has to be taken serious, and there's, again, hundreds and hundreds of flus every year that get people sick around the world, but, you know, they say in different hemispheres there's two different flu seasons. There might be as many as 20 or 30 flus that get widespread and what they call pandemic when a certain percentage of the population has them, but it's only pandemic and then it makes you sick. It's not pandemic in the idea of killing people, but... The reason you have to take this serious is because the swine flu epidemic of 1918 killed 40-plus million people. Then they have the 76 swine flu that also broke out at a U.S. military base. Clearly a bioweapon. It's been looked at, and it was a designer virus, scientists have reported. And then they tried to make the whole population take the swine flu vaccine, and it killed a bunch of people. That's the Washington Post. You can just Google swine flu deaths, swine flu vaccine deaths, and you'll pull up all the articles on that. Anything else? What part of Mexico are you in, and are you seeing sick people in your area?
I'm not actually seeing sick people in my area because I'm staying inside my house. But yesterday when I was out, and I'm in the state capital of Nayarit, Mexico, which is Topeka, and I am noticing there's a lot of people walking around with their mask on a lot more than normal. So I don't know the severity of what's going on here, but I'm just staying in my house for now. So that's all I have at this point.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve, for calling from Topeka, Mexico. Thank you so much. Now, I just want to be clear about this. I want to be clear. It is the World Health Organization saying this could be a deadly pandemic. That's the headline. It is Politico reporting. Administration declares flu emergency. In an unusual Sunday briefing at the White House, administration officials said a public health emergency is being declared. That's martial law for those that didn't know. But the question is, will they drop the hammer? You know, how intense will it be? So when they declare it, that means they've taken the safety off the gun that would engage martial law. But officially, it is martial law. Let me say that again. In an unusual Sunday briefing at the White House, administration officials said a public health emergency is being declared in the United States in order to mobilize maximum resources to combat fears of global swine flu pandemic. The term sounds more severe than it really is, said Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who called the measure standard operating procedure, adding, I wish we could call it a declaration of emergency preparedness. The same measures, she said, were taken at the inauguration in case of a flood or hurricane. And it goes on from there. Some of the other news. Mexico declares emergency on swine flu as death toll climbs. Bloomberg, deadly swine flu spreads across the Pacific. They keep calling it swine flu. This is a never before seen. I mean, in a way, Calderon's right. Because every new virus is new. But this is really new. So there I am criticizing him, but the more I think about it, this is bird flu, swine flu, and human from all over the world mixed together magically. And if you know how these things normally mutate, the most common thing is, say, South Korea, where they have big geese coops right next to the human sewage slurries. They call them honeypots. They put all the sewage in there. The bacteria eat it. It heats up to 135 degrees. Then all the bacteria die, and it's great fertilizer. And within all of that sewage they use for fertilizer on their rice crops and others, it's a perfect place for different flu viruses to merge with each other. Okay, well, flu viruses from Europe, Asia, and North America all merged in Mexico. And then I've got the Mexican government and other reports here saying they first identified this virus on the 18th of March. That is 38 days ago. I don't know, what's March 18th to the 25th? Yeah, it's like 38 days. It's off the top of my head. The point is that you've got 30-plus days here. You know, they never shut the border. They never warned anybody. They never did anything. The border's still wide open. And if this does become some type of mega massive pandemic, Mexico will collapse. I've had state senators on. They're saying basically it's already martial law on the Texas border. They've got troops down there waiting for Mexico to collapse, saying it's a good chance it'll collapse just because of the corruption. And now you throw a flu in on top of it. I mean, this is a serious situation. And, hey, I'm in Texas. 45 miles south of me, there's a town north of San Antonio, right by New Braunfels, that's got you know, shirt that's got the school shut down, everything else. All right, let's take another call here. Who's up next? Chris in Tampa, Florida. And I guess he's going to give us natural protections for bird and swine flu. Then we got Atlanta call with Dre. Cobb County cops posted up all over. I want to know. I'm going to go to him first. I don't know what that means. Let's go to him first. Dre from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, sir.
Yes. How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's going on?
Yeah, yesterday I called from work, and on Highway 120, on each light, like stoplight, each stoplight, there's a cop posted there in Cobb County. I mean, it's like eight cars and then like a 20-mile radius. And the only thing I could think of was maybe they were preparing for maybe a containment.
Oh, yes, sir. They admit. In fact, I have. Stay there. We're going to come back after the news. Can you hold, Dre?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Cycles, but one lawmaker wants to change that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Check your watch. It is 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Rough weekend so far. In Michigan, a house fire has killed 4 children, injured 2 other people. In New Jersey, 5 people are dead in a multi-vehicle crash. 3 people have been shot and killed on a college campus in Georgia. The suspect is a widely respected professor. 2 sheriff's deputies gunned down at a shooting range in Florida. Suspect later killed by officers. No word yet on a possible motive. Tornadoes racing through eastern Kansas, downing power lines, destroying numerous homes. No major injuries reported. 12 junior high kids hospitalized in Southern California after drinking bottled water from a vending machine at their school. Authorities say the students became very ill after drinking Aquafina water at a school in Santa Clarita. FBI now investigating. IRN USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Michael DeLozier. We live in West Georgia. I've been with Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for the past 3 months. I love that the Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has some credibility because I find that people are asking me, how can I get there? I thought, wow, if all these people want to actually build a business and they're all coming in through Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I thought, well, this is really great. I got to do it. And the Lord blessed it, and it's just been wonderful. With Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I make a friend and a business partner. I want to build a business that can minister to my family and I can minister to others and have some flexibility to go on mission trips. It's just a great program. It's really been a blessing to me. It's been fun. It's brilliant. The way it's all put together, especially with the credibility there. If you enjoy people and giving people an opportunity to change their life, then why wouldn't you like this?
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
For the first time, the FAA releasing detailed records on the cause behind the U.S. Airways flight Hudson River landing in January and, of course, bird strikes. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
New York City's own JFK Airport has reported the most incidents with serious damage. It took a near catastrophe to shed light on the problem. Hopefully, it won't take a full-blown tragedy to make us deal with it.
Unruly passenger aboard a flight from New York to Israel forced the pilot to make an unscheduled stop in Boston Friday. Witnesses say that passenger attempted to break into the cockpit at one point of Delta Airlines Flight 86. 206 people were on board. Several men were able to subdue that passenger. Meanwhile, a spokesman says it was not an act of terrorism. That passenger has been arrested. For the latest news analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Now you can rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 866-452-5550. Get debt free now. Call 866-452-5550. That's 866-452-5550 for Debt Relief USA.
The president speaks. Here's Doug Wood.
President Obama made fiscal discipline within the federal government the topic of his radio address. He said fiscal discipline is one of the pillars of a new foundation for lasting prosperity.
As we do everything that we can to create jobs and get our economy moving, we're also building a new foundation for lasting prosperity. A foundation that invests in quality education, lowers health care costs, and develops new sources of energy powered by new jobs and industries.
I'm Doug Wood.
Chrysler reaching a tentative deal with the Canadian Auto Workers Union on a new contract designed to cut costs and help the automaker avoid bankruptcy. Union members holding a ratification vote this weekend. That deal, one of several agreements Chrysler is seeking to avoid liquidation and gain new federal aid. Former Freddie Mac chief David Moffitt will return as a consultant with the company following this week's death of executive David Kellerman. Moffitt resigned from Freddie Mac just last month. A company statement indicating Moffitt will advise interim chief executive John Koskinen on directing the finance division and overseeing the issuance of financial statements. Freddie Mac continues to search for a permanent chief financial officer and chief executive. Mixed week on Wall Street. Dow Industrials lost 55 points. In the meantime, on the tech side, the NASDAQ gained 22 points. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances. Is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. At 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Just unbelievable fear-mongering by the mainstream media. Mexico on lockdown, civil emergency. They've announced a health emergency here in the United States. And if they're telling the truth, only 80 people have died. That sounds like a lot, but 15,000 a year die in the U.S. of flu alone. It's well over 200,000 in an average year, according to the World Eugenics, World Health Organization, the WHO, over there at the United Nations. So we're continuing to take your phone calls. Going back to Dre in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Dre, under this health emergency, they have done drills before. It's called Operation Dark Winter. That's coming up in the next segment. To during smallpox or pandemic flu outbreak to lock down all the cities. And then they can have some of these kind of false alarms, too, to practice locking down the cities and federalizing things. And then they can use that as a cover for martial law takeover drills that could be for political reasons down the road. And they're announcing all over the news, you know, the The Arizona police to be federalized, state police merging with the feds, New York police merging with the feds, the Army to patrol the streets of Schenectady, New York. The Marines are helping at DWI checkpoints 2 weeks ago in Tennessee. They found out the Army was running checkpoints of U.S. citizens on highways. The governor said don't do it. The Army, this was in the newspapers, we posted this at Infowars.com, just said, you know what, we're going to do what we want. Shut up, governor. Because we're already under this emergency, under this control, and they use things like this, whether it's real, i.e. a real deadly flu, or a manufactured deadly flu, or it isn't really a deadly flu, and they're just hyping it. Either way you cut it, they get more power and control in the nanny state through this. Okay, going back to Dre in Atlanta. Dre, go ahead.
Yes, but what concerned me more than anything, though, is a lot of people in the Atlanta area is sick and already has a flex sentence already. And I know the news is saying that a lot of people are starting to get it, but I think it's already here. And I think our government is trying to prepare for the outbreak that's about to happen real soon, in my opinion.
Well, that's how it works. It's exponential, depending on the flu model and the incubation period of the flu. You know, it could be 2 days, it could be a week. It could be as long as, well, half of 180 days. What's half of 180 days? We're talking about 90 days till this thing peaks in the United States. And see, they're saying that they first learned about it in Mexico on March 18th, this strain. They just told us that in the AP today, claiming they, you know, earlier they said they found it last week. Now it's 35-plus days ago they're saying that they found it. And so I don't know. I mean, this is just getting pretty crazy. And we know they've been drilling for martial law and preparing for a long time. Then you got Baxter mixing it, bird flu, with regular vaccines in Europe. I mean, I've been really talking about that a lot the last few months, and I'm saying that in the cards was a staged bird flu outbreak. And now this one, curveball from the New World Order, bird flu, swine flu, and human flu all mixed together. That is a designer virus.
Yeah, that's what my fiance said. She said, "Oh my God, that's man-made flu there." And for her to say that, it really, really brought the ancient life on me. Well, Alex, I want to tell you, you're the best. I listen to you for almost a year now. I follow you all the time, and I wish you keep informing us of all the stuff that they're informing us about. And I really want to thank you for that.
God bless you, sir. I want to thank you for listening. Please spread the word. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't get it all right. I try to get it right, though. I try to research hard. I've been researching this flu probably the last 2 days. I've been researching it all week, but I really got on it the last 2 days. Probably 15 hours of research. And I've interviewed all these doctors and scientists over the years and studied the establishment. And I'm very upset in my gut. And what is the gut? It's the integration of all the info. And I'm not trying to freak folks out, but I'm getting calls from friends and people that live in San Antonio that the flu is down there and that people are sick all around them. And the flu season's over. And Paul was just down in San Antonio visiting family, and his wife and now has a respiratory illness today. Now, it may be allergies or maybe a cold. But again, they're saying it hadn't killed anybody in the U.S. yet. So... But why is it killing so many people in Mexico? Because they've got a lot more poor people? You know, a common cold in places in Africa where they're on the edge of starving to death, a common cold will come through in places like Rwanda or places, nations all over Africa. And will just, you know, kill in some cases hundreds of thousands of people per nation. So we're healthy. Drink more orange juice. Take elderberry concentrate, super antiviral, colloidal silver, oil of oregano. These are all things, garlic, that have been proven to be very antiviral. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Chris in Tampa, Florida, speaking of things that'll boost your immune system against viruses. And no, folks, antibiotics will not. I'm getting calls going, this antibiotic's good, that antibiotic's good. Antibiotics do nothing with viruses. You have to have antivirals. Chris in Tampa, Florida. Folks, antibiotics are for bacteria because they don't have a cell wall. Chris in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air.
Right. The viri have a lipid envelope or a fat coating that allows them to attach to your cells in order to infect your cells. But it'd be great. I'm so glad to hear you're going to have these different doctors on, as you've had in the Dr. Deagle's show. I was trying to tune in even more. I wanted to run by him some of these supplements, and we should stock up on them, I think, just because gun control would be a whole lot harder.
Well, your phone is really bad, so please get to it quick.
Yeah, if we're able to hold a gun, but the influenza virus is the H5N1 bird flu. It is a lipid envelope virus. I don't know about this current one, but lipid envelope viruses can be dissolved by inexpensive supplements like lecithin or magnesium peroxide products that release oxygen in your system, or ozone. And echinacea, the first caller mentioned, I might be wary of that because it boosts the immune system that might cause hemorrhagic fever, which is why the younger people with a strong immunity succumb to this flu and other flus.
You know, that's true. It actually, explain how that happens, because I forget exactly. The people that really have good immune systems, somehow it then goes haywire into overdrive with hemorrhagic fever.
Yes, inflammation and bleeding has caused it just goes into your lungs, and you internally bleed in your lungs and other organs. But this is the immune response, or the fact that a lot of your cells can't get through inflamed blood vessels. Some other supplements that I've found are amazing are things like colostrum that are good for hemorrhagic fever. You mentioned Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's also good for all types of flu. Oleuropein, which is from olive leaf extract, is even anti-anthrax, and it's against antiviral against all the viruses against which it has yet been tested. It's antifungal, antibacterial. It even kills the bacteria that can survive in the presence of oxygen, or that could survive in the presence of ozone. There are other things like golden seal root. You mentioned the garlic, allicin, that Dr. Deagle mentions a lot, the supplement that he sells or has available. That's the active constituent of garlic. And you mentioned the oregano oil. And, oh, by the way, a lot of these supplements kill the natural flora in your bacteria, so you might want to supplement with things like probiotics, yogurt, kefir, unpasteurized milk and yogurt, because it'll kill off the good bacteria. But then again, an oxygenating supplement will help those good bacteria survive.
Well, listen, speak of the devil. We got Dr. Deagle coming up for you in about 15, 20 minutes to pop in with a quick five-minute report. And I'm going to have him and a lot of others on throughout the week. Coming up this week. So do I have time to go one more call? I don't, do I? Okay, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls now. Thank you so much, caller. Ken in Swartz, Texas. School's closed for 5 days. He wants to report on that. Stuart in Mass. Blaine in Austin. And George in Los Angeles. So we'll go ahead and open the phones up to everybody, too. I just want to hear from folks in Mexico City, 877-590-5525 or 512-836-0590. Infowars.com is my website.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Three, Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Man, I feel like I'm a 1970s Mac Daddy pimp rolling right now to this music.
But it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
Yeah, just a bit of gallows humor from the one, the only Alex Jones. That's me. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. You know, I have a weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The place is PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Syndicated across the nation. I've made the new film, The Obama Deception, now out on DVD, showing how Barack Obama works for the very same interests that financed George W. Bush. And until we wake up to that, the globalists are just going to continue to win and expand their power and control. Okay. The way the media and the government is hyping this, they have flus every year that kill hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, 15,000 in the U.S., more than 15,000 in Mexico, because they have more poor folks and worse sanitation and less access to medicine. So, I mean, 80 deaths, this is nothing. And let's say it runs the gamut for the next couple months and kills a couple thousand. That is nothing. You know, there's literally hundreds of thousands dying, drowning, and in car wrecks, and 300 and something thousand die a year. The American Medical Association admits from just bad medication interactions, prescription interactions. So you don't see all this ripping out of the hair, and you've got the Chicago Tribune reporting Illinois-based Baxter working on swine flu vaccine. These are the same folks that have been caught mixing bird flu with the vaccines. Mainstream news, folks. Strict measures to fight deadly flu in Mexico. Vaccination program is underway. That's a headline out of World News, out of Euronews.net. Vaccination program is underway, but the emergence of a mixture of viruses has taken experts by surprise and forced Mexico's president to appeal for calm. So, I mean, how can they have a vaccine for something that just popped up? Just amazing. So that's some of what we have. I want to blitz through your calls. And then coming up, we're going to have Dr. Bill Deagle, who does a show on the Genesis Network, where I do one, who's going to pop in just briefly because I want to get to all your calls with his take. I don't know his take yet. We'll find his take on this. But he's been big on the bird flu the last few years, researching it and saying it was coming. He's a medical doctor. We'll talk to him briefly. But coming up, Dark Winter, pretext for top-off, martial law drills. This is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll tell you why it's so important coming up. But right now, let's go to Ken in Shirts, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. Let me give you a little rundown of what's been going on out here. Thursday afternoon, they were calling everybody in this area with a recorded call saying that they had confirmed two cases of swine flu at Steel High School, which is in Cibolo. Well, then they closed Steel down on Friday. Well, then it followed up with a letter we got Saturday from the school district saying what had happened. About 3 hours ago, they called again, and now they've closed down all the schools in Cibolo, Church, and Universal City. Now, of course, you know that all this sits right outside the front gate of Randolph Air Force Base. And I don't have any news on that, but they have a high school on the base there, and I'm sure they got an elementary school. So, I don't know what else is going on there, but there's a...
Well, you know, the last two swine flu epidemics broke out on U.S. military bases and were genetically engineered, that's clear, designer viruses. So, and then they had a, quote, forced inoculation program in 76 for it, but it killed so many people that they had to stop it because people refused to take it. So you watch, folks are lining up already just to get the regular flu shot, which has no connection to this flu. And it'll just run down your immune system, but they don't care. They want to believe there's a magic bullet for all of this.
Well, yeah, on the national news, I think it was Friday, they said that there's no vaccine for this flu. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't believe in flu shots. I haven't had one in 20 years.
Listen, my mother was never sick, but she was getting ready for a triathlon years ago, like a decade ago. She took a flu shot and it almost killed her. And they admit the smallpox shot, the flu shots, actually gives people, in many cases, flu and smallpox and anthrax. They gave it to the troops, killed a bunch of them. These vaccines are dangerous, folks. They grow them in dead monkeys and dead babies and even the seed stock when they grow them on egg whites. The original seed stock from where the pathogen came from was grown on dead monkeys or dead humans 9 times out of 10. So there's all those other viruses and human DNA involved, cancer viruses. You know, Google vaccines and cancer viruses. I can't believe folks don't know about this. Almost every major vaccine line out there is filled with viruses that cause cancer. And no wonder cancer's way up. These vaccines are deadly, period.
I agree.
All right, buddy, I really appreciate your call, Ken. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart Mass. Stuart's off topic, so I'll give you about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Stuart.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Man, I'm on the Alex Jones Show.
You are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I got to be quick because you're putting through calls. But, no, I was did want to say something on subject, which is if they do use them, I'm almost convinced they're going to go with a pandemic because if you think about it, once that gets out of the bag, man, there's almost nothing anybody can do about it. They just have to follow orders. I mean, even cops that are on
and that's the perfect cover to bring in. Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect cover to bring in the police state they need.
Yeah, totally. And I just wanted to talk about, like, I've worked myself being an info warrior since before it was popular. I'm kind of like, I'm not, you know, some psycho kid living with my parents, but I am one of those kids, like, trust me, man, I have fought the battle. I've been, like, snubbed off of campuses, lost countless friends, every girlfriend I've ever had. This is a bad fight.
The French Resistance had people trying to kill them, though, when they were fighting the Nazis. So knowing you're doing the right thing is what matters. But, I mean, look, our movement's becoming more and more mainstream. It may be just the kind of the circle you're in, but you ought to just get with like-minded patriots and try to wake folks up en masse. But we salute your work. I appreciate your call, Stuart. Keep up the great work. George in L.A., you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man, I'm so happy to hear from you and to talk to you, man. I want to let you know you're doing a great job, man, and you're my idol, bro.
No. All of you out there fighting tyranny are my idols, but go ahead.
And, Alex, I just want to let you know that on the day of the tax rally, we went to Glendale, California. We were wearing our 911. It was an inside job, and we went with folders of proven facts that you told us to print out, and we were showing people we passed out of the Obama deception. I mean, we're doing as much as we can out here, you know, to try to...
Yeah, for those that don't know, we just had the second, last November 22nd, we had the End the Fed protest at Fed rally, at Fed locations, private Federal Reserve. We had another big one all over the United States yesterday, pointing out the real enemy of the people, the private bankers. Go ahead.
You know what's so ironic, Alex, is that the day of the taxation, when we went to go do the rally, there was no chemtrails hardly ever sprayed that day. Because I wanted to go and point out to people, because these people need to wake up, man. They really need to wake up, Alex. I mean, I've been awake for about a year now. I've totally changed my life, and I'm trying to talk to people, but people, you know, are kind of giving me the...
What happens is, George, a prophet's never known in his own country. And people think nothing of themselves. They're so insecure about themselves. They, when they hear about something scary, they don't respect themselves, so they don't want to hear about it because they can't imagine that they could actually change things or that they could make the world a better place. You think enough of yourself and have it in your spirit and who you are to stand up and get the word out. So let people laugh now at you. Later, they will thank you. God bless you, George. We're out of time. All right, I'm going to come back, play this audio video clip. I guess we're not simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, so it's audio only. It is a video clip of a fake government newscast. Wait till you hear this.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today. How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You know, a lot of you think Homeland Security was set up in 2002. A brand new idea to keep you safe for those pesky Al-Qaeda attacks on the towers and the Pentagon. Well, guess what? Bill Clinton gave speeches about it in 93. NORTHCOM was set up in 95. That is the military dictatorship over the United States. They're now openly announcing it and introducing it to slaves. And they'll use things like hyping up this bird's swine slash human flu. They're calling it swine flu. It's bird, swine, human flu mixture. And so I'm going to play that clip coming up and some more of your calls. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Grant, Kelly, Donald, and others. Calls from Nova Scotia to Austin, Texas. And I've got this audio clip of a fake newscast the feds produced for part of their drill just months before 9/11. And it ties into the bird flu. It ties into smallpox. Wait till you hear it. But I wanted to briefly, and I'll have him up later in the week on my show, medical doctor Bill Deagle, because I've interviewed him before about the bird flu and how it's engineered, and other doctors and scientists and virologists have looked at it and said that that they're hyping and building an infrastructure for population reduction through it. But specifically, Dr. Deagle, I said some quick questions for you, and I appreciate you coming on the show today briefly. Looking at this, and I've talked to some other doctors and people, they're saying that if it's a regular mutation, it shouldn't be bird, pig, and human showing up right at once, because they would have been tracking different strains of bird, human flu, pig human flu before they merged, and this is a merger of those that don't follow any original kind of evolutionary chain. And then expanding on that, that if it was an isolated mutation, say in a sewage yard or a agricultural honeypot, say in central Mexico, that it would have mutated by the time it went through different generations of people and would have been made harmless or a variant. But to have the same strain popping up all over the world simultaneously points towards not just that it's designer, but that it was transferred and vectored in an unnatural way, not just via airlines and tourism around the planet. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it makes total sense. If you look at veterinarians in Ohio, and this is reports that are just recent, 20% carry swine flu antibodies in their blood, 5% of pig farm workers. So it's not uncommon. In fact, pig flu doesn't usually kill pigs. The fact that this contains, it's like a steamer trunk on the genetics of the virus with different stamps for the locations where it's been. It means that the virus has Asian genes, avian genes, it has human genes, and it has pig flu genes, which means it comes from a lab. The fact that it already has a lethality that exceeds a normal flu means that it has lethal genes in it, so it means that it's acquired some of the genetics of, in all probability, the H5N1, which otherwise would never probably affect humans. Because until a few months ago, it couldn't even grow at less than 106 degrees. It also couldn't attach to human cells because it missed a number of amino acids that allowed it to bind to the binding domain. So this virus is the bridge, in a sense, to create a new avian swine flu reemergence. And even if this one passes out in a week or two, people should not be put their guard down. This is, without any doubt, a release by the globalists that want to set the stage and insert in the chamber, in the cake, and it's called the first phase. You insert this into the gene populations, the virus spreads, Even if it dies down, it's going to then recombine in the wild. That's called the bioreactor incubation phase.
Let me back you up on that, Doctor. It's up on Drudge. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reuters has the quote from her press conference. And I've been looking for the YouTube, but Reuters has it. Janet Napolitano, the head of the federal takeover of America, known as Homeland Security, she is saying that even if this burns out in the next few weeks, get ready for another big pandemic soon. And then they point at exactly what you just said. So not only will some of these variants mutate into harmless, you're saying some of it's going to mutate into even more deadly?
Yeah, there's three major gene issues that are present in the H5N1 worldwide. Number one, it's become resistant to Tamiflu or Oseltamivir, which is the Oseltamivir is the drug, of course, which the former members of the Bush administration had shares in. It is sensitive to that, according to their at least initial strains, if it's all one strain. But there's three changes. Firstly, in the PB2 gene, there's a gene deletion in the H5N1 that makes it completely bypass the immune system, so it is more lethal by 30 times than the 1918 swine flu. It has a polybasic amino acid on the H gene, which we're going to find out in the next few days or weeks what the genetics are. If it has six polybasic amino acids, it means it acquired it from the H5N1. And then there's an NS1 gene change, which also makes it far more lethal. So if even just these three changes are present, we now know, besides the five amino acids on the binding domain, if those are present, which we know this new swine flu does have them, it's going to acquire the lethal genes in the wild because millions of birds all over the world are dying, including, I'm getting reports from British Columbia, Washington State, Oregon State.
No, we've got, Doctor, I'm sure you know, we've got mainstream articles about pigs all over the U.S., entire herds of pigs on pig farms all dying, birds dying, and cows dying, which I don't understand.
Yeah, and
that.
This can, by the way, leap into cattle farms. I'm going to be on some other radio shows here this week. It's very dangerous because this can leap into cattle herds, wild animals. When it emerged after a few years ago in China near Xinjiang, which is an old nuclear site in North China, it actually in the Qinghai Game Reserve and got into surrounding communities within several hundred miles. The Chinese policy was a scorched earth policy. They literally came in and killed everything, animals, humans, everything. I have reports out of China that their approach was, we're going to completely stomp this out before it
melts. But is it right to say this is a super virus because...
Yeah. Well, it is. And the thing is, even if it is doesn't emerge this time, it's going to come back. And
well, what do you mean doesn't emerge? I mean, it's clearly airborne human to human.
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
But why do we see... Do you think we're having cover-ups of the real deaths in Mexico? Because I'm getting call from Mexico City that it's just people are sick all over.
Well, my guess is the lethality right now is somewhere between 3% and 8% to 10%. But no matter how it is right now, it means that the virus is spreading very efficiently in humans. It's also probably getting into animal populations. And that means that it's inserting the genes where it's going to come back in weeks or months, most likely.
But what does it mean that they're saying the same virus is all over the world now in just a matter of this time? And I mean, if it went through all these humans to mutate, it would have already been a different virus, correct? Or is that...
Well, there's a lot of... Well, no, because it can travel so quickly. In the time of the steamer ship, it traveled around the world in a matter of months. Now you can travel around the world in a day.
But I mean, through its mutations, though.
Well, it doesn't really mutate. What's interesting is the old theory was that it did what's called reassortment.
So it's like AIDS. It stays the same.
It does a thing called recombination. If you can have, well, the thing that's particularly bad about this is you have, let's say, a bird, like a crow or a vulture, let's say, in Texas. This virus, the swine flu one, can grow in a human or a vulture, okay, or a crow. But the avian flu could pretty well only grow in a bird, so it's not going to affect a human. Now what this new virus does is allow a bridge to get into cattle, sheep, horses, polo ponies, humans, and it can devastate all kinds of things.
So it's like a Rosetta Stone, and it has a skeleton key on the end of it.
Right, so it's able to actually jump into other humans, animals. It could wipe out alligators. I mean, it isn't just going to perhaps go after mammals. And the thing that, looking at the genetics of this, it's going to allow the bridge to allow the emerging pandemic will be primarily a swine flu pandemic that'll have new avianized genes. And if they're not in this particular emergent wave, the following waves, just like a rogue wave, will be bigger and contain the lethal genes. So this is the first.
So this
wave.
Is not hype. Now, Dr. Deagle, medical doctor, should people run out and then take the vaccines they say they're breeding?
What they did is they stopped the vaccine. The World Health Organization recommended the Mexicans stop because what they were doing is turning the people of Mexico into bioreactors because they were inserting attenuated virus that would allow it to recombine when they have an active infection of the current.
Which is exactly what happened with Baxter in Europe, secretly mixing it with a vaccine stock, which the scientists said was a perfect way to cause a mutation, correct?
Right, and they did it in the...
Stay there. I want to come back with a final segment and play this video clip.
Yeah.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All All right, folks, final segment. I tell you, 2 hours has gone by way too quick. I loaded phone lines here and a ton of stuff I want to get to in this video clip. It's a video clip up on InfoWars.com, audio here for the radio. But it's so important because, notice they say Saddam Hussein working with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda right before 9/11, putting out fear-mongering fake newscast shown on TV stations, shown to feds to brainwash them, where there's going to be a smallpox outbreak. Then they stage 9/11. They try to get the police and military to take the smallpox shots. They refuse, even under orders. The first responders, nurses, doctors refuse. The head of human health and human services refuses to take it. Those that do take it, a lot of them have heart attacks because of an autoimmune inflammation response that happened. I want this is coming up. But Dr. Deagle, I got to get you up on my show sometime tomorrow. We'll try to do that. So just my producer will call you in the morning. And I'm also going to get Steve Quayle on and a bunch of other people that have really been on top of this. All the dead microbiologists governments have been killing in the buildup to this. I hope that this just kind of runs itself out and mutates into something that's not deadly. But just from my own layman studies, to have it all mixed up like this and come out of nowhere and the way the media is handling it, it stinks to high heaven. We know this is their ace in the hole. Your website is what, NutriMedicalReport.com? Folks can find out more there.
It's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The 12 years ago when I spoke in Zurich, Switzerland to Human Life International, I was given documents, and this is my first major exposure to it, that one of the three projects they were doing was the World Health Organization, the United Nations, funded by the Rothschilds, had conspired with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, USAMRID, and the Center for Disease Control to exhume the bodies of deceased whalers and take the gene fragments of the swine flu 1918 and with a supercomputer and bioengines rebuild the virus de novo. So this virus is resurrected.
Wait, are you saying this is the 1918 flu?
Yeah, and what they did is they then added avian genes and then inserted it into the population of birds since 97.
To get it to give it a better spread factor?
Right, and they spread it all over, and now it's in all continents as of last year. And now what they have is they have this new bridge virus, and now inserting this bridge virus, which is a swine flu avian human hybrid, they now have the bridge virus, which now as it spreads, it's going to allow the weaponized genes, which are killing birds, to jump into other animals and humans.
Well, there's no doubt that Baxter International got caught mixing live bird flu in the main vaccine vats at 18 locations. By the grace of God, the companies found out and said, what are you doing? And Czech Republic doctors said, this is the perfect way to mix this in with the other normal flu versions, human flus, to cause an airborne super bird flu that has a 90% kill rate, correct?
That's right. In fact, we found out that Baxter Labs, we've had Alexander S. Jones, maybe not a direct relative, and NIH whistleblower has been on the show a number of times, along with Dr. Rebecca Carley and Dr. H. Ruat, and we've been tracking literally daily, and their phone is now disconnected at BioTest in the Czech Republic. Baxter's not responding. None of the four countries or any of the agencies are reporting anything in the media in Eastern Europe. We don't know how many countries. We don't know what happened to the 37 quarantined in the Czech Republic. There's a total blackout, and
For those that don't know, if you just Google homeless die from bird flu vaccine, it's London Telegraph and other news. The government told them it was a regular shot at a health clinic, killed them all deader than a hammer. Dr. Deagle, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Absolutely amazing, important. This is not going away.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we've certainly got to take it serious, knowing how evil the globalists are and the way they've been hyping this.
Yeah, absolutely. Pay attention. Take care, everybody.
Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I'll be on the radio tomorrow, 11 to 3, covering all this in detail. And go ahead and call Du. I need him to come in tonight, the producer. Let's get Rebecca Carley on. I'm going in tonight after I work on this book. I'm working on a book. I'm writing it for 2 hours after the show. And then I'm going to go in. Let's get out of Rebecca Carley on. All those other bird flu medical doctors we've been having on. I want to get Steve Quayle on because he said Monday on the show, before any of us was even in the news, that they were about to launch a bird flu attack. Now, this may just be we know it's a manufactured virus. I mean, that's 95% chance. Deagle's saying no doubt. Many others are saying no doubt. Even mainstream media saying it looks like it's a designer. But, just fear-mongering, killing a few people, causing a bunch of sickness. They get everybody trained to take vaccines, go through the system. They make money. Baxter and others do with the vaccines. The Tamiflu people do. I mean, this does not mean the end of the world. And I know some people think that, and we're just giving you all sides and all views of this. But I'm right here in Texas where this stuff's, they're closing schools all around me, and I got three small children. So we are certainly in the middle of this here. Let's play this video clip and take a few calls at the end if we have time. This was in June of 2001, months before 9/11, a fake newscast produced by the feds before 9/11, before they blamed the attacks on Saddam and the fake WMDs. Listen to what they were showing feds to brainwash them and fearmonger them into accepting the New World Order and martial law. Listen to this carefully.
Good evening. We interrupt our regular programming to return to Southwest Medical Center. The continuing coverage of the outbreak of...
Hey, guys, hit pause.
No.
What you've got is you are playing two of those are open. Two YouTubes are open. So that's up on Infowars.com. Or something else is being fed over the computer system in there. So I think we need to just pull these clips and put them to disk or put them on another computer. And we'll play that clip when we get a chance. If not, it's up on Infowars.com for folks right now. Just reload the page. That's the best answer to the situation. Thank you. While we're doing that, let's take a call from Kelly in Austin. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm concerned about, I teach public school in the Austin area, and I am very concerned about my students who travel over the border. They don't go to resorts or anything like that, but they'll leave for 10 days at a time and come back. How concerned should we be in the public schools right here in Austin?
Well, I mean, we should be concerned because we have a criminal government that has been caught testing chemicals and biologicals on the American people. We have Dr. Eric Pianca in biology department right here at UT who said he can't wait for airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us. And then he gets standing ovations at the Texas Academy of Sciences and gets invited to Europe to speak. And then I had his graduate students send me threatening emails when I exposed him 3 years ago and it broke into national news. He's just one of thousands of these characters. And I would Google the graduate students' names and see them in white lab coats working at bioweapons labs. So you find out the folks working at bioweapons labs and the folks that released the weaponized foot and mouth in England 2001, it was the government. I mean, that's confirmed. Who took 4,000-plus kids, foster kids, and radiated them to death? Declassified U.S. government. Who in 68 released a deadly bioweapon in the New York subway? The U.S. government. You know, who gets power and control? Who is into this? The U.S. government. That's what I'm concerned about, is that then the head of Homeland Security says, well, this may not be a problem, but we think there is a pandemic coming soon. And they, I mean, this is dangerous. So that's what's happening. I appreciate your call. Is that video? Okay, here's the video now. We'll play part of it. The rest is up on Infowars.com. This is a fake newscast put out by the government right before 9/11, fingering Saddam in league with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which was the official story when the globalists staged the false attack of 9/11.
Good evening. We interrupt our regular programming to return to Southwest Medical Center and continuing coverage of the outbreak of a mystery sickness. Earlier today, hospital officials said they were admitting patients with symptoms that seemed to be severe adult chickenpox. But now we have new information. We go to Andy Field outside Southwest Medical Center. Good evening, Andy. What can you tell us?
Sheila, we've been moved to an isolated area behind the hospital. And off the record, doctors here suspect that at least five patients hospitalized at Southwest may have smallpox. Now, for those of us who don't remember the disease, it is a deadly virus. We haven't seen it in this country in at least 20 years. Now, if this proves to be true, we could have a very serious health emergency on our hands. But officially, the hospital will not confirm or deny that diagnosis.
And the problem is we don't have enough vaccine to go around.
Meaning we don't have enough vaccine for the United States?
Well, I would like to think that, but we don't have sufficient stockpiles for the people in Oklahoma, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, much less for the entire United States population.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound encouraging. What do you mean exactly?
Angie, it means it could be a very dark winter for America.
Sobering. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Kadlec. We do continue to wait for official reaction to this developing situation. Now we go to a special report on the deadly effects of smallpox that led scientists to launch an eradication program thought to wipe out.
All right, something's going on with that computer in there. That only happens when we're live on air and things are like that happening. You know what I think it is? I think I gave you guys a sheet with the video and where it came from, and you got a different version of it. But remember Nightline in 2002, after they staged this in 2001 before the attacks? Nightline had a week of fake newscast about a smallpox outbreak that happened in the United States, and then martial law, kind of like a War of the Worlds thing, where they announced it and didn't tell the people that it was a fake newscast until after the show and after all the fear they created. They are using fear-based mind control on the population. If this thing is deadly and breaks out, you know, just wear a mask, I guess, and pray to God to protect you. I'll be live tomorrow, 11-3 p.m. at InfoWars.com for all the affiliates out there. I want to thank you for tuning in this weekend. Take care.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Vasmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy...